Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. Paid for by AARP.
Well, today, congratulating some winners from the Oklahoma Junior Wheat Show. In fact, we want to say congratulations to David Booty. He's the son of Chad and Danielle Booty. He was awarded the overall Grand Champion Award, showing his Double Stop CL Plus variety in the 2024 Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. Booty placed 7th in milling and production and 3rd in baking, earning himself the title of first place as the FFA champion and overall grand champion of the 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. Booty's from the Cherokee FFA chapter. Emery Fisher, daughter of Clayton and Tara Fisher, placed 1st overall in the 4-H division while showing her Double Stop CL Plus variety in the Wheat Show. Fisher placed 1st in the milling and production and 11th in the baking contest, earning her the title of first place and 4-H champion overall. She also placed in the top 15 with her Green Hammer wheat variety. Emery's a member of the O'Keen 4-H Club in Blaine County. Fisher, a member of O'Keen's 4-H, received $3,000 in scholarship money. Booty, as I mentioned, from the Cherokee FFA in Alfalfa County, received $3,000 in scholarship money for his accomplishments with his Double Stop CL Plus variety. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at zero. Also, extreme drought still at zero. Both of those unchanged for the past 2 weeks. Severe drought or worse conditions are at 1.85%, unchanged from last week. Moderate drought now at 17.91%, also unchanged from last week. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions are at 46.70, also unchanged. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, most of Oklahoma about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through December the 14th. Panhandle in the northwest corner of the state are about a 40 to 50% chance of rain. And the southeast corner has near normal chances of rain through that December 14th date. Well, USDA is projecting a big cut in 2024 cash receipts for a major crop. Gary Crawford and USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer discuss.
The USDA's latest farm income forecast for this year shows cash receipts down from 2023 for most every crop. Receipts for wheat projected 9% lower, soybeans down by almost 14.5%, corn sales dropping by over 22.5%. But the crop taking the biggest hit, cotton.
Cotton faring very poorly in terms of cash receipts,
which USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says will plummet downward by almost 30%. Meyer says we started this year with projections that maybe this crop would bring 80 cents a pound.
And now we're down to 66 cents a pound, if I recall correctly, in the last WASD. That's a heck of a decline. 80 cents was okay. It wasn't going to be a big moneymaker, but 66 cents is certainly not.
Meyer says it'll be interesting this spring to see how producers react in terms of planting. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.